Doctors don't automatically come to mind when we're looking for Call of the Wild suspects. But in this case, here are two dedicated medical professionals who have stepped off the normal path for delivering health care to our communities. Diane Pittman.
You know, the world is changing. So I'm a medical doctor. I've practiced family medicine for over 30 years. And over the last 6 or 8 years, I've gotten very interested in what we like to call integrative medicine. It means using the right tool for the job. So if all you have is a hammer, everything's a nail. And unfortunately, our medical system has become very dependent on drugs, procedures, and surgeries. And so other traditional forms of healing, other important things like stress management and diet and exercise have taken a back seat to those tools.
This week, I'm talking to Diane Pittman and Mary Salter with their healthcare practice called True North Healthcare. Diane Pittman.
Well, I grew up primarily in Vermont and did my schooling at Tulane University and University of Vermont. And so came up to Cass Lake, and as soon as I kind of came on board and drove on the reservation from the first time, it called to me. And
yeah.
I was supposed to be there for 4 years, and I stayed for 30.
Diane's business partner, Mary Salter, found her way into the North Woods in a similar fashion.
Well, I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, and my dad was a pediatrician. He inspired me to become a doctor, and I did my medical school at University of Chicago. But then I, too, when I got up here, I just loved my practice. I loved the area here. I loved my patients, and so I ended up just staying all these years.
Wow.
22 years so far up here.
After many years of serving Indian Health in the area, they formed a business designed to deliver health care in a new way. The model is known as community-supported health. Community-supported health is similar to community-supported agriculture, where locals buy shares in this year's crops.
So with community-supported health care, what we're asking our community to do is say, you know, buy a membership. Pay me $75 a month. And what that buys you is the flexibility of getting appointments when you want them. It pays for your appointments. If I keep you out of the emergency room, it keeps money in your pocket. If you're So you're taking some of the risk out of our business because we have a steady income so that we can provide the kind of service that we're talking about, the kind of time-based service.
The goal is to deliver health care in a way that is people-centered and personal. More like it was in earlier times when a family physician would even come to your house. Mary Salter.
You know, I have my dad's old doctor's bag I inherited from him that, you know, he used because as a primary care physician, pediatrician, when he started practice, he made house calls all around to people, and he loved that. So now I have his doctor's bag, and we, part of our practice here is that we do make house calls and get to know people in a different way when they welcome you into their own home. And that's a different kind of visit and experience and relationship.
It's so rich to see people in their own home and to see their own environment, to hear them in their own context rather than, you know, our context. And happier doctors, happier patients when we practice in this model.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Drs. Diane Pittman and Mary Salter from True North Healthcare. Diane and Mary provide standard medical care, but with a more holistic approach that includes working with diet, lifestyle, and exercise, as well as effective healing modalities such as herbals and acupuncture. Diane Pittman.
I decided to pursue learning acupuncture, and as I started learning acupuncture and understanding what it was good for, I got more interested in herbal medicines and other things. And then after studying that and getting this practice started, another step that I've taken is studying functional medicine, which takes a step back, and instead of giving you that list of diseases that you have tries to get at the underlying mechanisms of disease. And it comes down to diet, it comes down to exercise, it comes down to rest, it comes down to relationships.
To make their CSH work, Diane and Mary have to minimize the heavy costs of dealing with insurance companies and third-party payers.
One of the things that's happened to us as medical professionals is we have been termed now providers. We're interested in integrative medicine because it works and because it's relationship-based and it helps us get to the lifestyle things that everybody pays lip service to in the conventional medical system, but we don't have a system where we can practice that way. If you're confined to 15 minutes with a patient, it's pretty hard to dive deep into why it's hard to decrease the amount of processed food in your diet, for instance.
There are a lot of moving parts here. Many of us are unhappy with the existing healthcare model and are willing to take some responsibility to learn proven ways to stay healthy. Prevention is high on the list of priorities with True North Healthcare.
Very much so. Many are interested in prevention, and they're interested in having their ideas about health and healthcare respected. Many people use things like essential oils, they use supplements, they see chiropractors, and we have a respect for that that sometimes is lacking in conventional medicine. So we wanted to step out of that and, you know, practice medicine the way medicine has always been practiced up until this, you know, this last few decades where we've become very industrially based. When I was a kid, you know, I dreamed of being a doctor. I didn't dream of being a preferred provider.
Apparently, the people of the North Woods are liking this model. Diane and Mary's membership is growing, and they've just purchased two buildings in downtown Bemidji. Their goal is to house True North Healthcare and to open other spaces to other integrative and alternative health services.
We love that. That's exactly what we're doing. We, you know, we took a deep breath in and stepped in, and you know, yeah, I got a little one-page business plan, and the numbers added up pretty good. But you didn't ever know, you know. You spend hours agonizing about how much you're going to charge, and you know, is that going to work? But at some point, you just have to say it's worth the risk, and you step in. And like I said, so far, so good. We're really happy.
Good. Good.
Good.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.